Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an adoption report on Maricelis Carrasquillo, date of birth 11-6-1975, date of procedure February 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Fatima Soto. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, history of gastric sleeve and hernia repair. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as emergency oral experience of the patient, period. The patient's breath and oxygen suit placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained at the cardio, period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. As usual, rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into drag vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complement of the folds, period. Terminal ileum was also instated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, asynical, and hepatic flexure, transform, stomach flexure, asynical, and signal colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Valve preparation was fair with a Boston Bob Prep score of 6,2-2-2, period. Patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next line. There was a diminutive esophageal polyp at 30 centimeters from the bite block, comma, biopsy, cold biopsy polypectomy was performed. Next line. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was no evidence of any hiatal hernia. Next line. Patient with status post gastric sleeve with anatomy supporting this. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema throughout. Cold biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there were multiple diminutive gastric polyps, approximately 4 to 5 millimeters in size, that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was one polyp that was flatter and a little more erythematous than the rest. This was biopsied. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Was approximately 5 millimeters in size and placed in a separate container for evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bob Prep score is 6,2-2-2, grade as a fair prep. Comma, lavage and suction was needed to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter pedunculated rectal polyp at 15 centimeters from the anal verge that was removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there were 5 rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding on retroflexion. Next line, there was left-sided sigmoid diverticulosis noted. Next line. Yay! patients that have hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan. Follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend continuing PPI daily for symptoms of reflux. Comma, have discussed that gastric sleeve can make reflux symptoms worse. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Pending path. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.